I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Later in the program, does the Lord want you to be rich or just act right? And can you do both? We speak with two prominent church leaders about faith and prosperity for our Faith Matters conversation. That's coming up. But first, it's officially hurricane season. Many New Orleans residents struggle with doubts about whether their city is prepared. Much of New Orleans is still rebuilding from the damage of Hurricane Katrina back in 2005. Now, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers has released a study showing that despite years of levee repairs, many parts of the city are still at risk for serious floods. I'm joined now by Ed Link, the lead researcher for the Army Corps of Engineers study and a senior research engineer at the University of Maryland. He's with us by phone from his home in Maryland. Thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here with you.
Well, thanks. Now, so Mr. Link, if a big hurricane were to hit today, how much of New Orleans is still vulnerable to flooding?
It would depend very much on the track that the hurricane took, but there are still areas that are significantly vulnerable to large storms.
Which areas would those be?
There are two major areas. One is the West Bank, the west side of the Mississippi, south and west side of the Mississippi, and that's because the structures there in some areas have not been built yet to protect those areas. And the other major vulnerable area is near the Inner Harbor Navigation Canal.
And how would you assess their risk relative to what it was before Katrina? Are they any safer than they were?
Actually, in some areas, quite safer. Approximately 200 miles of the 350 miles of structures were damaged during Katrina. And the repair and rebuilding has built those structures back stronger. So the vulnerability to the catastrophic breaching that caused so much of the flooding during Katrina is much lower now. There's still a vulnerability for overtopping from large storms, and that needs to be addressed and is being addressed in the work that's being done right now.
Now, some people have already started rebuilding their homes in New Orleans, and sometimes in places that the report says are at high risk. Why did it come out so late, this information come out so late after the rebuilding had already started?
This has been a very challenging analysis to complete. The Interagency Performance Evaluation Task Force that I've been directing was set up to do two big things. First, to do the forensic analysis to help in the repair process to make sure that the vulnerabilities that were there prior to Katrina were not built back into the system. The second was this big risk assessment that was just released. To look forward, to provide the information necessary to not only know the risk that people face right now in New Orleans, but to understand why and to be able to focus resources and energy on reducing those vulnerabilities to reduce the risk for the future. We had to complete the entire forensic analysis to have the fundamental information necessary to do this forward-looking risk assessment. So we've had to model, for example, 152 hurricanes in supercomputers. We've had to characterize each foot of the 350 miles of the structures in New Orleans to understand their reliability now and to be able to project their reliability for the future. And so it's been quite a big job, and a risk assessment has never been accomplished on a complex system like this in New Orleans.
Now, Mr. Link, you were quoted as saying that the report gives a huge advantage to New Orleans. What do you hope the city will do with this information? What do you hope individuals will do with this information?
Well, first of all, I think the biggest risk that people have is not knowing what their risk is. I think this is a big advantage to New Orleans because it allows people to understand their current vulnerability and to make personal decisions. It also allows public officials who have been very interested in this and are embracing it as information critical to help them focus their energy and resources on what to do first to reduce the risk and to continue making New Orleans a safer place to be. There's been a significant reduction in risk from pre-Katrina till now, but understand that the majority of the energy has had to go into repairing the structures that were damaged. Now energy can be placed on improving and upgrading the areas that are the current cause of vulnerability.
And finally, sir, are you at all concerned that residents won't trust the findings of the report? Obviously, a lot of unhappiness with the Corps in the immediate wake of Katrina. Are you at all worried that the residents just won't believe you?
It's certainly a concern, and but this study was done with people from 25 universities, 23 companies, 10 different federal and state agencies. And with a lot of participation, essential participation by the Corps, this is being reviewed by the American Society of Civil Engineers, by the National Academy of Engineering. This is not just a routine study being done by one organization. So hopefully there's enough credibility in the broad spectrum of folks that have been devoted to this and the rigorous peer review that it's going through, that's why we're doing it that way, to help give people confidence in the information.
Ed Link was the lead researcher for the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers study on New Orleans flood risk. He's also a senior research engineer at the University of Maryland, and he joined us by phone from his home in Maryland. Mr. Link, thank you so much for speaking with us.
It's been my pleasure.